The Homework Adventure. Once upon a time, in a colorful little town called Bumblebrook, lived a girl named Nisha. Nisha had curly hair that bounced when she ran, a voice that could imitate birds, and a head full of dreams about flying ships, invisible cats, and talking pancakes. But there was one thing Nisha didn't like at all. It was homework. Spelling homework, math worksheets, science charts, it didn't matter what kind. Nisha would rather clean her room with a toothbrush than do her homework. "Well, I don't see the point of it," she would grumble to her pet turtle, Pogo. "It's just more school after school. Why can't I just learn everything by watching clouds or playing games?" she would say. Pogo, in return, blinked slowly and yawned. Nisha's parents were kind and understanding, but also firm. "Homework helps your brain grow," said her mom. "And brains are like gardens. You have just to water them to make them bloom. But I want to grow my imagination garden," Nisha replied. "Not my worksheet garden," she said again. Still, every evening the battle began. Her dad would bring her a snack. Her mom would set the timer. And Nisha would do everything except her homework, like make paper dragons, turn her socks into puppets, or invent a new language made only of humming sounds. But one Monday evening, Nisha sat at her desk and stared at her homework. She had a math sheet with 10 problems on it, adding fractions. "Why do I need to know fractions? I'm not planning to become a slice of pizza," she muttered. She dropped her pencil and sighed dramatically. Just then, something strange happened. The numbers on the page shimmered. Nisha blinked. The fractions twirled like dancers that leapt off the paper, forming a glowing doorway on her bedroom wall. Before she could say one third of a mystery, the door swung open. Out of it stepped a woman like bright silver glasses, sparkly sneakers, and a coat covered in chalk dust equations. "Good evening," the woman beamed. "I am Professor Numerica from the land of learning. We've been observing you." "Observing me?" Nisha squeaked. "Yes, you're very imaginative and You seem to believe homework is boring and pointless. Well, it is, Misha said. Come with me, Professor Numerica said, offering her hand. I want to show you something. At first, Misha hesitated only for a moment, then stepped through the glowing doorways. They landed with a whoosh in a world like no other. Buildings shaped like books soared into the sky. Roads were paved with pencils. Trees bloomed with erasers, and clouds rained alphabet soup. Welcome to the land of learning, said Professor Numerica. Everything here runs on the power of ideas. But lately, things have been going wrong. The sky forgets to rain letters. The clocks can't tell the time. And worse, the Pisa Palace forgot how to divide a pizza. Misha's eyes widen. That sounds serious, she said. Well, it is. The only way to fix things is to solve challenges, just like the homework you always avoid. Let's start with the sky, said Professor Numerica. They flew up to a cloud where alphabet letters were stuck and jumbled. It's the spelling cloud, Professor Numerica said. The words are scrambled. Can you unscramble them? Misha looked. The letters ELPAP floated in front of her. Pepla? Lapep. Oh, I know. Misha smiled. It's apple. The cloud rumbled happily, and a soft rain of letters began to fall, spelling words across the land. Very good, Professor Numerica cheered. Next stop, the Pisa Palace. Inside the palace, a panic chef was holding a full pizza and looking puzzled. I can't divide this pizza into eights anymore. My math has vanished. Misha stepped forward. I can try. There are eight pieces, right? That means I need to make four cuts, each dividing the circle into half, then in half again. She used a magical pizza cutter, and as the slices fell into place, a cheer went up in the palace. You saved lunchtime, cried the chef. Professor Numerica gave Misha a proud nod. See, the things you learn in school help you do amazing things. I guess that was kind of fun, Misha admitted. They traveled all over the land of learning. In the science forest, Misha helped bees understand pollination. In History Hollow, she discovered a time machine that could only be powered by dates in the correct order. In the Music Mountains, she used rhythm patterns to wake up the sleepy drums. Well, Misha was amazed. Her spelling, math, science, and even grammar homework were hiding in these adventures all along. She wasn't just learning, she was using what she learned to solve problems, create things, and even help others. Finally, at the edge of the land, they came to a shimmering mirror. "It's time to go home," Professor Numerica said gently. "But remember, your imagination is important and so is your learning. When you use both together, magic happens." Misha nodded. "Can I come back again here?" she asked. "Every time you learn something new, you're building a doorway to come back in here, even in your dreams," said Professor Numerica. With that, Misha stepped through the mirror and found herself back into her own room. Her math homework was still on the desk, but now the numbers didn't look so dull. She picked up her pencil. 1/8 plus 1/8 equals to 2/8, which is 1/4. Pogo peeked out from under his shell in surprise. Misha giggled. "It's okay, Pogo. I still love daydreams. But maybe, just maybe, homework can be part of adventure too," she said. And from that day on, Misha didn't hate homework anymore. She didn't always love it too, but she saw it as a tool, a puzzle, a key to doors she hadn't discovered yet. And every so often, when the numbers shimmered and the spelling clouds formed above her head, she knew that the land of learning was calling again. From this story, we learn sometimes things that seem boring or hard are just waiting to show you their magic. When you use your imagination and your efforts, the world becomes full of wonders, and you might even discover superpowers you didn't know you even had them.